Vermont's first new attorney general since 1997, T.J. Donovan, was sworn into office last week. VPR's Mitch Wortlieb spoke with Donovan about his priorities and goals now that he's in office.
One central point of your campaign was to end Vermont's use of private out-of-state prisons. I'm wondering what specific policies you're going to pursue now that you're in office to achieve that goal.
Sure. Mitch, first, thanks for having me. There's been a development in terms of the private prisons. The private prison company has informed the state of Vermont that they will no longer seek to contract with the state of Vermont to incarcerate Vermonters in the prison in Michigan. And I think that contract runs until June. That's a good development. And so what I am advocating for is that before we solicit any other bids from a private corporation to incarcerate Vermonters, and it's about 250 people, it's not a lot of folks. Let's be creative here in Vermont and look at our assets, look at our resources, not just the physical buildings of prison space and beds, but actually community spaces, transitional housing. And let's see if we can undertake a logistics analysis, if you will, in terms of moving people who have been held past their minimums here in the state of Vermont for lack of adequate housing in the community. Now, here's the irony in my point. A lot of these folks are poor. They never had adequate housing to begin with. And so we've created a system that says you're eligible for release when you hit your minimum term if you have housing. But a lot of these folks who have been sentenced never had adequate housing in the first place. And so if we measure that against these 250 people who are out of state being incarcerated by a private corporation, I think we can invest in our community, in Vermont, in transitional housing.
Would that then mean that your department would really have to start coordinating with the folks who are working housing? I mean, that's not your purview.
I think it is, Mitch. You know, I was talking yesterday to a fellow in my office, and he said to me, do you know who John Rawls is? I said, the philosopher? And he said, yeah, the original position. And he said, you know, justice is fairness. And when you talk about a just community, you are talking about housing. You are talking about poverty. You are talking about education. You are talking about access to healthcare. And when you look at what a safe and vibrant and a just community is, you are looking at the very pillars of a strong community. So I have a very expansive view of what justice is. I agree with the philosopher Rawls that justice is fairness, and if we want to truly create a level playing field in a just society, the attorney general, as the chief law enforcement officer, should be speaking about these issues in terms of housing, of access to health care, of education, of addiction, of mental illness.
Let's talk about another aspect of fairness and justice. And I'm sure you're well aware of the new data that was just released about traffic stops and how black drivers in Vermont are 4 times more likely to be pulled over than white drivers. The same report did commend Vermont law enforcement for, you know, not trying to hide these issues, looking at the data. There has been a law that was passed that says they have to, but, you know, commended for really getting behind this. What can you do as Attorney General now to really make sure that the next report doesn't have those disparities?
Yeah. Now, and Mitch, that's a great point about the good work that law enforcement did here in terms of turning over their data, of saying, study what we're doing. Where can we improve? We all want to treat people fairly. And I think the positive takeaway for me from that press conference Monday morning, and let me give credit to Professor Stephanie Seguino and UVM for undertaking this study. But really, for the first time, we now have a benchmark. And so what that says to me is, we now have to invest in doing this study and analysis on an annual basis and measure against the benchmark. And that's the takeaway. And the second thing, and I commend Stephanie Seguino for this as well, was let us, when we're addressing implicit bias, do frequent and brief trainings. 4 hours of annual training is not enough on this issue. And here's the reality of it, Mitch. we got work to do. It's not just the police, it's prosecutors and judges, it's the community. And it's something that the Attorney General's office, under my leadership, is going to be committed to and investing to working with police, working with prosecutors to make sure that we truly have fair and impartial policing, fair and impartial prosecutors, and a fair and impartial criminal justice system.
A big case that you've inherited from your predecessor is the state's civil case against Ariel Quiros and Bill Stenger. These are the men accused of using the federal EB-5 program to defraud foreign investors of up to $200 million. Now, Stenger has settled with the SEC and is cooperating with Securities and Exchange Commission, but the state is still pursuing civil charges against both men. Given what you've reviewed of the case so far, do you anticipate pursuing a case against Stenger, or would you lean toward a settlement similar to the one the SEC reached with him?
Well, it's too early to say. I've had a couple briefings, including a lengthy one yesterday, and it's a case that I'm going to take very seriously. I haven't made any decisions one way or another. It's too early in the process for me. I think I'm on day three or four, so I'm trying to get up to speed on all the cases, and that's the EB-5 case is a case that obviously is going to be a priority for me, but a case that I need some more time to get fully briefed on, and I'm not there yet.
So it wouldn't make any sense for me to ask whether you plan on pursuing any criminal charges against Mr. Quiros and Mr. Stenger.
Too early to answer that question.
Okay, I thought I'd give it a shot.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going on at the national level. After you won the election, you told VPR that you hope to join a possible coalition of Democratic attorneys general that would stand up to the Trump administration. Is that something in the works? And if so, what are some of the specific policies of the incoming Trump administration you might be fighting against?
Yeah. You know, I think we all, as Vermonters, as Americans, share a bit of anxiety about what's going to happen on January 20th. I don't think a day goes by where there's not some sort of news item that comes out that kind of shakes us. And I'm speaking for me personally right now. And the role that I think I'm trying to play in Vermont is there are areas with the federal government where we have to work together. The opiate crisis is one of them. But on issues that Vermonters hold dear, that are issues of values, of our tradition, those would be civil rights issues, issues of protecting our environment, protecting women's reproductive health. Yes, I'm going to stand up to the Trump administration.
T.J. Donovan, Vermont's new attorney general, thank you so much for taking the time.
Mitch, thanks for having me.